The purr of electric trolley buses haven't been heard on Hastings seafront since the 1950s. Enthusiasts say bringing them back could boost regeneration and help cut pollution in the town. They say reintroducing services between Coudon and the fish market would showcase the area. Chair of the Hastings Trolley Bus Restoration Group, Ian Castro, says it could be done quite cheaply.
The cost isn't actually that great. The administration isn't that great. You just obtain a light railway order. The beauty of a trolley bus is that when they're standing still, no pollution whatsoever.
The idea got mixed reactions from these people in Hastings.
I think it'd be good. Bring a bit of character back to the town. I think it's definitely something you see a lot more kind of like other parts of Europe.
Can't see how it would make any difference, really, because you've got quite a good bus service anyway.
My dad used to work on them. Quiet, smooth, go up hills quick, terrific.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great, brilliant idea. Obviously get more people, lots of tourists from other areas.
We've got unused public transport at the moment. Not enough people use it. We've got too many cars on the road. We really don't need to clog the streets up anymore.
To me, I drive, so it doesn't really matter, but yeah, probably it's good.
If it started cropping up elsewhere and other towns started investing in it and you could start buying off the peg equipment and trolley buses, yeah, then maybe it's something you could put money into, encourage other people into, but having to kind of...
The Borough Council says new trolley buses would have to be custom built. It claims the idea could cost tens of millions of pounds. Head of Regeneration Councillor Peter Chowney says there's potential, but it's too expensive.
The infrastructure from the old trolley bus network has long gone. All the points where the power came into the network have vanished. You're talking about a lot of money. But, you know, if there was any way we could make it easy for a commercial provider to do that, yeah, of course we would.
It just needs the will to do it.
Meanwhile, one of the few surviving original trolley buses is being looked after at sheds in Bolverhithe. Known as Happy Harold, it's now powered by diesel but has been out of action with a broken engine. Ian Castro says a new one's now been found. He hopes Happy Harold could be back on the streets of Hastings next year.
I'm looking forward to being back on the road, and when it is, provided that we're not sort of subject to a private engagement or a civic duty or whatever, any excuse for us to get out there, and people are always welcome to ride on it.
Alex Williams reporting from Hastings.